You're listening to Healthy Mind Matters, brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Healthy Mind Matters. Today we are talking about this importance of self-care when we're going through difficult times. With me, Dr. Ann Pendo, who's the Senior Medical Director for Experience of Caring at Intermountain Healthcare, and Dr. Travis Mickelson, the Associate Medical Director for Mental Health Integration at Intermountain Healthcare. Let's talk about what is exactly self-care. How would we really define? I mean, we all know, okay, we need to take care of ourselves. And I mentioned in the earlier segment, I get up every morning, I take a shower. But really, Dr. Pendo, it's more than that.
Well, I think it is more than that. But if I'm not having a place to lay my head at night or food to eat or water to drink or fresh air to breathe, that could be my self-care. That might be what matters to me. If I've got those needs met, those basic needs met, then I move to what you described. I've got a shower in the morning and friends to visit with and a garden to spend time in that's enjoyable. And then I start thinking about the things that matter to me. And I think this requires some self-reflection. So I always talk about self-care as being something that no one will do for you, that it requires a commitment to pay attention to, that it's different for everybody, and there's always something that's going to get in the way. And so I think about what matters to me in self-care is going to be different. As Travis was just talking, I was reflecting on one of the things that gives me comfort is cleaning out drawers. And I might say that for me, that is some self-care. And it may sound funny or odd, but it's a task. It's got a beginning and an end. And there's some order to things, and it makes me feel really calm. And so spending some time thinking about what are those things for you and how can you incorporate them in your day is going to be something that's important.
Well, listening to Anne, just a couple of things to add. I think her comment about really focusing on those basic needs is so important, because only when those basic needs are met can we really focus on these higher levels of self-care. I know that one of the things that all of us humans have in common is we get a lot of joy and satisfaction out of helping others and having a sense of purpose that's larger than ourselves. I think another element of self-care, when I was thinking to Anne talk about cleaning out her drawers and organizing her drawers, I bet she's very good at it. And one of the elements of self-care is doing something that you're good at, just experiencing and feeling that sense of mastery and being able to do something that we know we're good at. That feels good to all of us. I think that's another way that we do self-care.
And I want to go back to something you said about something always gets in the way. Why did you add that?
Because something always gets in the way. It's either I've got a work assignment that's due and I'll get to my self-care later, or my family needs me, I'll get to that later.
So how do we manage that?
So I'm going to tell a little story about my self-care plan, which started at the beginning of COVID, which was to post something on Instagram related to self-care. And what I realized is by making a commitment to my Instagram community that I was going to post something of self-care that I do every day for myself, it allowed me to feel like I was responsible to a larger audience. And so I've been able, except I did not post yesterday, to post one thing that I do to take care of myself every day. It's either a walk with my dog, it might be dinner with my family, it might be looking at a picture of my brand new grandbaby, it might be blow drying my hair. And the thing that's been most interesting about this little experiment is that it's become easier to do the more I've done it. So I'm spending time during my day looking for those things that are around me that give me that sense of calm, that mastery, that kind of peace or joy.
So Travis, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I know a lot of people are feeling overwhelmed. We want to do all of these things, but how do we get motivated? How do we develop that motivation to actually move forward, take better care of ourselves?
Well, that's the big question, isn't it? It's one thing to have a list of how to manage stress, but it might be a whole different thing to actually put some effort towards that. So what gets in the way of being motivated? Well, for me, and I think for a lot of us, is having that sense of purpose, that sense of meaning is something that would be motivating. And for me to know that taking care of myself makes me more competent and confident in being able to take care of others, my family, my friends, my patients, I think that motivates me towards self-care. And I think the other thing that's very motivating is just, you know, again, being good at something. And for me, if I take a task and break it down into little pieces and then find a way of noticing my practice and how I learn and develop over time, I'm more likely to stick with something. Where if I was to sit down with my guitar and say, I want to learn this entire song in 15 minutes, that's not really going to make sense. But maybe I just start by focusing on the first 15 minutes of the song, or sorry, the first 15 seconds, just the introduction to that song. So breaking things down into pieces is one of the ways that that I try to motivate myself in doing these tasks.
It seems almost counterintuitive to say the way to be motivated is to think about how you can better take care of others if you're taking care of yourself.
Well, the analogy I use is when you're on an airplane, you're instructed to put the oxygen on yourself first before you help others. And I think that's a wonderful analogy to remind us that if that's what we're supposed to do in a time of crisis on an airplane, that's probably what we should be doing now.
All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk more about recognizing when we actually need help, where we need some support. And you're listening to Healthy Mind Matters on KSL News Radio.